Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Thursday, June the 29th, 2023. 15 minutes past the hour, 66 degrees and hazy skies here in Marion. And we're still feeling the brunt of the Canadian fires that are clouding the area. I did have a chance to look at the weather report during the break there. And it looks as if we'll be okay today. But then it's going to rain Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and possibly even into Monday, the start of the Marion County Fair. So that's the way it is right now. But as you know, the weather can change pretty much on a dime. We thank Terry Klein for coming on in hour number one, giving some clarification to the big event coming up this Saturday. Unfortunately, it looks like it's going to rain, but maybe during that hour it won't. Saturday, July the 1st, 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Find a banner of a veteran here in Marion. If it's the veteran that you support, sponsor, or know, go stand under that one. But if you just want to stand under a veteran's picture to support the veterans, do that 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. on Saturday. Take a lunch. Just sit there and talk with some family members. Have a good time, and that's a very noble thing that Terry and the veterans are doing here in Marion. So that's very, very good, coming up July the 1st. So the people who have inquired, called in about what you're supposed to do, all you got to do is show up Saturday, 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Now, we have some more information on the fair. I now have made contact with our good friend Pastor Craig. Now, the Marion County Fair, the 173rd Marion County Fair, is going to go on July 3rd through July 8th, 6 days, 6 nights. I want to run down their schedule first, and then we'll get to our business here. Senior Citizens and Canned Food Day is Monday. That means between 8 a.m. and noon, if you bring a can of food or you're a senior citizen, you can get in for free. Kids Day is Wednesday. Same thing there, 8 a.m. to 12 noon. And Veterans Day is Friday. Again, same thing, 8 a.m. to 12 noon. You get in for free if you're a veteran. Harness Racing, Monday and Tuesday, 11 a.m. Tough Truck, Monday, 7:30 p.m. Fireworks will be Tuesday, July the 4th at 10 p.m. Of course, July the 4th. We don't celebrate without fireworks. Truck Pull, Wednesday, July the 5th, 7:30 p.m. Tractor Pull Thursday the 6th at 7:30 p.m. Rodeo Friday 7-7, July the 7th at 7:30 p.m. And the Demo Derby, one of the big popular events, is Saturday the 8th at 6:30 p.m. And we, of course, will be at the Marion County Fair. And as I've said many times, and I will say again, the morning show will not originate from the Marion County Fair because the building we're in will not open until 9 o'clock, and there are not a lot of people roaming around between 8 and 10 in the morning at the fair anyway. Now, here's what I know for sure. Our friend Pastor Craig will be with us at the fair pretty much every day, which is great. Now, Pastor Craig will be doing his own show. Now, this is not the show that I'll be doing, but Pastor Craig will be doing his own show on Tuesday, July the 4th, and Thursday, July the 6th, from 4 to 6 p.m. 4 to 6 p.m., catch Pastor Craig, and I think he's going to have some guests, 4 to 6, Tuesday and Thursday, next week. Now, I do know on Friday that I will be on 6 to 10, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., with Sean and Matt. And I imagine Pastor Craig will be there for that as well. possibly a special guest. And I believe on Thursday, that will pretty well be the case as well, 6 to 8. Now, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday right now, I'm not totally sure what time I'll be there to do my show. I'm not sure if we'll be on before Pastor Craig, the 2 hours before, or the 2 hours after. Now, the reason for this is that I'm not sure. As I said, we're going to have our animal expert there who's going to help us interview some of these kids, and we'll have to check with her and see what her availability is on those dates. But I'll have Pastor Craig there, and we'll need to factor her in or out. And Matt will be there a lot during the fair as well. And Linda said she was going to try to make it as well. And we have some special guests lined up. So we got a whole kit and caboodle next week at the Marion County Fair when it comes to WGH. But right now, it looks as if on Tuesday and Thursday, you'll hear Pastor Craig's show from 4 to 6. And then I'll be on for sure Thursday and Friday, 6 to 8, and Friday, 6 to 10. Now, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I'll let you know when I'll be on. It will either be after Pastor Craig's show or right before it, depending on the availability of the people. So I'll let you know as soon as I know, and we'll work that all out. So that'll be fun. Coming up next week at the Marion County Fair. And again, I just want to clarify, when I say there's always trouble at the fair, I'm not talking about me. I'm just saying, for some reason, people run into people at the fair, and tempers run a little high. You know why I think tempers run high at the Marion County Fair? I think it's because the heat, number one, and also the fact that people are stressed out. They're showing animals. They're trying to keep the animals fed. They got to show the animals. There's all kinds of stuff going on there. And it's a busy week anyway because it's July the 4th and a lot of money is spent at the fair. And I think it just stresses people out. And I think that's why there's a lot of discord at the Marion County Fair. But come by and see us at the Marion County Fair. We'd love to see you if you're there. We're going to try to do some prize giveaways. We're going to try to do some hopefully good interviews with people at the fair, the 4-H and the FFA kids. We love to talk to them, the kings and the queens and the politicians who are there, and some of the people who do shows. It's going to be a fun week, and our special guest will show up as well. So there you have it. If you have any questions, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. Now, what do you make of the information with Terry Klein there? Not necessarily about the veterans event. I think that pretty well covers the waterfront itself. But what about the Marion Star coming up here in mid-July? Did anybody else get this thing in the mail where they're only going to deliver it to your driveway? Do they deliver it another place now? Are they still putting it on the porch for the most part? I know Terry said his mother is getting it on the porch, but he had to complain to get that done. Did anybody else get this letter that the star is just going to be thrown in the driveway? Which apparently, and again, it's all allegedly because I haven't seen the paperwork on it yet, that's against possibly some kind of city ordinance to do that. We'll see what happens with that. I'm sure Terry will keep us updated as time goes on. But the phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. So there's that. Now, does anybody have anything to say about this this smog coming from Canada? I know we talked about it on the air a couple times, maybe 2 weeks ago. And it is just unbelievable. Today doesn't look horrible, but I don't know what the air quality is. I haven't checked it yet. But yesterday was miserable. And I know that there were businesses that were only allowing people to go out for 5 or 10 minutes who'd work outside because there was a real concern that damage could be done to people's lungs. It was quite a mess yesterday, and I'm not sure if that mess is going to continue today or not. And boy, we hope that doesn't continue on into the fair. I mean, people are going to go outside regardless, but you don't want to do damage to your lungs or anything else because of these wildfires going on in Canada. So if anything, anybody has anything to say about that, you can give us a buzz. 740-751-4038. I have a feeling a lot of people might be out in the yard today because it looks like the rain's coming starting tomorrow and it's going to continue on. Now, met up with Sean and Matt last night, and we taped a couple television shows with Matt Morgan, who does the show with us on Friday, and we had a lot of fun Friday, or last night, and this Friday, 8:15 to 10, I think we're going to have a special guest in the studio, along with Sean and Matt and myself. We were supposed to have the guest last week, but there was a change in plans, so I think we're going to have them this week, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So tune in Friday night, 8:15 to 10 p.m. You're not going to want to miss that. Now, we have not talked on this line since the mayor was on Tuesday. Now, does anybody have anything to say about the mayor, Scott Schertzer's monthly appearance on Tuesday on this show? I found that to be one of the most revealing, fascinating interviews with him. Now, again, I'm going to watch how I say this. You'd have to go back and listen to the interview yourself. It's in the archives. Adam does a great job of that, keeping those archives updated. But did anybody hear, when I got to talking about the mayor, with the mayor, about his future? Now, of course, he said nothing is set in stone, and he doesn't know for sure yet what he's going to do. But did anybody pick up on some of the things he said that I had never heard him say before? That he does want to run for public office before, that it gets in your veins, that maybe it's not on a state level. Maybe he would run for state office again, but it doesn't have to be on the state level. That he mentioned county commissioner. Now, he said he would have to see how some things went, but he did not rule that out. Now, I had never heard that prior to Tuesday's interview with him. Did anybody make anything of that with Mayor Schertzer on Tuesday? I thought that was kind of fascinating. 740-751-4038 is the number to call today. 740-751-4038. Now, also another interesting thing in regard to that interview with the mayor was these cameras that are in Marion taking pictures of your license plates, I guess. There's one right in front of the studio, solar-powered cameras. And apparently, Jason Schauber, the city councilman, not very happy with these things. I think there was a whole article in the paper yesterday that Jason does not like those. The mayor didn't seem to have a problem with them. So, you know, that's showbiz, I guess. But does anybody have any thoughts on these cameras beyond what the mayor had to say yesterday? Again, feel free to voice your opinion on any of these topics. The smog in Canada, Marion Star being delivered to your driveway, what the mayor had to say on Tuesday on this program, cameras here in Marion, possibly a run as a county commissioner. Do you think that could happen? I mean, you heard the interview as well as I did. Do you think that's a likelihood for our mayor? 740-751-4038. All right. Now, gotta talk about yesterday. Yesterday, I went into the studio because for the first time in probably 15 years, I interviewed live for 2 hours former Major League Baseball umpire Larry Barnett. I love this man. I hope you enjoyed that interview yesterday with Larry Barnett even a quarter as much as I did. Larry is one of the most interesting men I think I've ever met. He has a constant smile on his face. I love his laugh. He tells great stories, comical stories, and I just had the best 2 hours yesterday morning just sitting and talking with Larry Barnett. I hope you enjoyed that interview. And the thing I wanted to tell you about it, the interview is available on the webpage, WWGH1071.com, and also available on our Facebook page if you go there. But this interview is being shared around as much as a news story normally is. Now, usually a news story will be shared around far more than an interview, but when I looked at it this morning and the interview's only been up for about half a day, it's getting the shares that a news story would get. So I'm so glad to see that people will get to appreciate and hear that interview if they didn't hear it yesterday live, because I enjoyed that a lot. Was anybody listening yesterday who enjoyed the Larry Barnett interview? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, there's a treasure to the Marion community as well. Larry Barnett, a good guy. And as I say, it had been so long since I'd seen him. I'd interviewed him, and I was trying to remember yesterday. I'd interviewed him back in the WMRN days when I was there, but that's quite a while ago now. And I don't think I've ever interviewed him on this station in the last 9 years. And I don't think I interviewed him at the station I was at before this one. So, you know, we're going back 15 years. But it was good to see him and good to have that two-hour period. And he's just as jovial and fun and entertaining. And Larry's got a unique voice, which is great for radio. I just could not have enjoyed that more. And the comments and shares that I'm seeing in regard to that on social media this morning make me very happy that people will get to hear that interview. So if you have any thoughts on that, you can give me a buzz as well. 740-751-4038. Did you enjoy the Larry Barnett interview yesterday? Former Major League Baseball umpire. And what a story about that 1975 World Series. Death threats. Had to have security around him when the Reds played the Boston Red Sox. What an amazing, amazing thing that must have been. Stories with Harry Carey and Ernie Harwell and President George H.W. Bush. So much fun yesterday. And again, the phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. Now, moving to a local thing. Now, here's what I did. I made a grievous mistake the other day. Now, nobody knows that I did this, but I like to be an honest person, so I'm going to tell you the mistake that I made the other day. Now, normally, I would have fixed it yesterday, but I knew we had Larry Barnett on, and I didn't want to crowd the two things. But on Tuesday, I made a major mistake. Here's what happened. Now, Tuesday morning, well, actually Monday, as many of you know, Abby, good friend of mine, listens to this show pretty much every morning, I think. Now, I did not hear from her on Monday, which is no big deal. You know, people don't listen every day. And I'm not even sure she was listening. Who knows if she's even listening now. But I wanted to just point this out to the listening audience that I made this mistake. Now, here's what happened. On Tuesday, she popped back up on the radar, and she was, you know, talking about the interview with the mayor. I think she was listening to that, and we got to the end of it. The interview was over, and I was kind of wrapping up talking with her Tuesday, and I said, we were just, you know, saying, hey, you know, I'll talk to you some other time. And she said she had special plans that day. And I'm thinking, Tuesday? What in the... Tuesday in late June, what in the world could be her special plans? Because, I'm thinking, did they run another holiday in there? Is there something I'm missing here? What goes on a Tuesday in late June? Okay. Well... she did not tell me what it was. I said, well, what is today? What is this date? The 27th of June? What goes on the 27th of June? I don't equate that with anything. So, come to find out, it was her birthday. Now, here's why this is a grievous error on my behalf. On my birthday, for many years now, the 4 years I've known her, Abby has always done very nice things on my birthday. She says, happy birthday. 1 year, a few years ago, she made a homemade blueberry cobbler and brought it to school. This past year, she made I don't even remember now. She made, I think, Rice Krispie treats, and she made things that I would like. And she always does very nice things for people's birthdays. She's just, you know, very nice person. And I just felt terrible that I had totally forgotten or became unaware that Tuesday was her birthday. Now, here's why this happened. Now, I know when her birthday is. But when I'm here doing this show in the morning, yes, I give the date. Like, today's the 29th. But it doesn't really register in my head. You know, that's just something I'm saying. I'm giving you the time. I'm giving you the date. So on and so forth. If somebody would ask me later on today, hey, what's the date? I would still have to look to tell you the date. It doesn't stick with me all day long. So I did not forget her birthday on purpose. I felt bad that and I know she probably doesn't care, but I felt bad that I did not acknowledge her birthday, you know, that morning. First thing, say happy birthday, because that's what she does. And so I made a grievous error. I made a horrible, horrible mistake on Tuesday. And it goes to my character and my flawed personality that I let this go by. And I feel bad. I feel terrible. You know, I don't know what I can do. I did tell her happy birthday later on in the day when I caught on that it was her birthday. So does this make me a bad friend is what I want. Does this make me a bad person? I'd love to hear your opinion on this. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Because I just would like to point out, I did not do this on purpose. I would never do anything like that on purpose. And she is one of the few people who I would wish a happy birthday to. There are not a whole lot of people I'm calling on their birthday or messaging on their birthday. I don't do that with a whole lot of people. Matter of fact, the list just keeps getting smaller and smaller of people that I'm going to do that with. But she would be one, and because she does such nice things on my birthday, that's why this is a grievous mistake that I made on Tuesday. And it's 10 times worse, because I know she'll say she doesn't do the things on my birthday to get anything in return, and I know she'll say she didn't care that I did not say happy birthday on Tuesday, and that's fine. Maybe she doesn't. But you can't not notice that I made an error. So does anybody think that I made an error here? And how could I correct this error? Because, you know, I want to make it right. I want to make it okay. 740-751-4038. I can tell she's not listening. She was listening earlier this morning. I can tell she's not listening now because I would have heard something by now. But this was my fault. And I made a mistake. And I apologize right here on the air. I'm giving a public apology, just like some politicians should do about a lot of things. But that's all I got. I missed her birthday. I apologize. And if anybody's got any thoughts on that, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. But that was my grievous error. I made the mistake. So there you go. Okay. Well, now see, I got two things to say about her this morning, aside from the birthday thing. Last Friday night, we did the top 10 list. Top 10 nicknames given to me by a certain person. And Abby wrote that list, and she's a good writer, and a lot of people liked it. And I was talking with Matt last night, and I said, you know, that was a really good segment last week. I think that went really well. And he said, well, you need to get her to give us a list every week. Now, I think she could rip it right off because, to be honest with you, I think she wrote that list in about 10 minutes. So, again, I don't think she's listening right now because I haven't heard anything. But if word gets back to her, Abby, it's Wednesday. Or no, it's Thursday. I don't even know. See, I don't even know the days of the week. This is how I forgot your birthday. It's Thursday, and, you know, tomorrow night, by tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, we need a top 10 list. Now, you can pick whatever category you want, and some of the answers are going to be funny, some of them are going to be serious, whatever you want. Just give me a list so we can have a new top 10 list tomorrow night. So that is how that goes. So that's really the waterfront this morning as far as things that I wanted to cover. Now, oh, Charlene, I did want to mention this. I was at the studio yesterday. Charlene, you have a Mi Jalapeno gift card and a Mi Jalapeno beanie at the studio to pick up. And I do believe Linda Sims will be there today from 10:15 to noon if you want to pick that Del Taco gift card and Del Taco beanie up. It is right on the desk in front of Linda. She'll be there 10:15 to noon doing Voice of the People today, and Adam the Computer Guy will be on 12:15 until 1 o'clock. So there you go. That's all my stuff this morning. Now, does anybody have anything to say? 740-751-4038. So those are all the topics. The Marion Star being delivered to your doorstep starting mid-July. The fair coming up. The smog from Canada that's affecting our weather. Larry Barnett on the show yesterday. The mayor on the show on Tuesday talking about possible things he will do when he's out of office. And me missing Abby's birthday, my grievous mistake. And a top 10 list on Friday. All right, those are the topics. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 41 minutes past the hour here. WGH Talk Time. Those are the stories that I have this morning as we roll in to Thursday. All right, 740-751-4038. Okay, did we get through our top 10 list yesterday or when, or Tuesday? See, I don't know the days of the week. Tuesday, I think it was Tuesday, because we did Larry Barnett yesterday. No, we did. We did get through one of them. Now, our top 10, Family Feud list the other day, name a soda that people like to drink. Now, the answers were Coca-Cola, Diet Coke, Pepsi, Dr. Pepper, and Mountain Dew. Now, here is the list today. Five answers again. Now, I think we can get these five answers in 19 minutes. Here's today's Family Feud category. Name a fruit that you might eat for breakfast. Simple enough category. Five big answers here. Name a fruit you might eat for breakfast. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a food, a fruit. Well, see, I can't even say this right. It's an interesting morning this morning. Name a fruit you might eat for breakfast. Top five. Go ahead, caller.
4038.
Go ahead.
A grapefruit.
Grapefruit's number two on the list. You got it. Grapefruit comes in at number two on the list today. Name a fruit you might eat for breakfast. Grapefruit, number two on the list. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, this is Tyler. Banana.
A banana. Banana number three on the list. You got it. Banana shows up at number three on the list today. So we've got grapefruit at number two, banana at number three. Still three answers to go here. We got the number one answer, number four, and number five. Name a fruit you might eat for breakfast. Go ahead, caller.
How about a little clementine?
Yeah, orange. Orange is number one on the list. John, what do you think about me forgetting Abby's birthday? Do you think I'm in trouble here?
Well, Scott, you might have to give her a little maybe you might have to get her a little treat from McDonald's.
You know, I might have to do something because, you know, I know she doesn't care. She'll say she doesn't care. But I think deep down, when you forget a friend's birthday like that after she does nice things for me, I think, you know, that's I was shabby on my part, don't you think?
A little bit, Scott. You may have to go to McDonald's and get her a soda.
I will. Now, are you and Carolyn ready for our big fair broadcast next week?
Yeah, we'll be up there Senior Day.
Oh, good. You'll have to stop by if we're there at the same time, and if not, you'll have to listen to the broadcast. We're going to be there all week broadcasting.
Yeah, I'll be up there on Senior Day, and I'll be working at the Huber Museum that day, too. If anybody wants to come get tours of the Huber Museum, I'll be up there helping with that Monday, too.
Now, what time are they open during the fair, John?
From 10 to 4.
10 to 4. Sounds good. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
They're going to be open every day. The Huber Museum's going to be open every day from 10 to 4.
That's something to do during the fair. All right. Thanks, John.
Bye.
All right. Yes, oranges are number one on the list here. Orange, grapefruit, banana. Still two left to go. Name a fruit you might eat for breakfast. Name a fruit you might eat for breakfast. That's what we're looking for. 740-751-4038. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Strawberries and cream.
Let me take a look here. Strawberries number five. Now, what do you think about this birthday thing? Do you think I did something wrong here?
Yes. It's like this gentleman said, get her a little treat. Does she like ice cream, maybe, or something from the root beer stand?
Well,
float.
I know she likes the Starbucks, but I have no idea what she gets there in the morning, and that place is complicated. So I have no idea what in the world I would even, you know, I have no idea. It's
a gift card from Starbucks.
Well, you know, here's why I feel bad about this. As I said, you know, she always makes a big deal out of, I think, everybody's birthday. But she's done it for me several times. Homemade cooked food and all this nice stuff. And here I totally forgot. And I think that's, I think I'm a bad friend for this.
By now she knows that you're forgetful, I guess.
I think so. She's got to take into account.
Good friends can overlook something every now and then, but you do need to make up for it, and I would make sure that you put up some kind of a reminder in your phone or maybe on calendar next year so that you'll remember it first thing.
I think you're right. Now, did you get to hear Larry Barnett yesterday?
No, I didn't, and I didn't get to hear Terry Klein, and I wanted to wonder about that too. Did he say anything about pictures? Is each individual family supposed to take their own selfie and then post it? Is there any group site or something that they've established for the veterans or things?
He didn't say anything about that. He just said that go to the site. Have lunch, and basically it's just an hour to remember the veterans.
Okay.
So I guess, and hopefully the rain holds off from 11:30 to 12:30 on Saturday.
Yeah, for sure. And where will you be at the fair?
We will be in the Coliseum at the fair. Now, where, I'll know Sunday night where our place will be, but we will be in the Coliseum.
Okay, then.
All right. Hey, hopefully you'll stop by and say hello.
Okay, I hope so.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. Name a fruit you might eat for breakfast. Well, I think we're down to one here. We've got oranges were number one. Grapefruit was number two. Banana was number three. Strawberries was number five. Go ahead, caller.
Is cantaloupe or watermelon on the list?
No cantaloupe or watermelon, but a good guess. No cantaloupe or watermelon on the list here today. Name a fruit you might eat for breakfast. Orange, grapefruit, banana, and strawberries. Go ahead, caller.
Cantaloupe or watermelon. Go ahead.
Is grapes on the list?
No grapes on the list.
No grapes on the list here today. Name a fruit you might eat for breakfast. Orange, grapefruit, banana, and strawberries are the ones that we have.
Go ahead, caller.
Is apples on the list?
No apples.
No apples on the list today. Name a fruit you might eat for breakfast. Orange, grapefruit, banana, strawberries. What else do we got coming down the pike here? Whoa, we lost that caller. If that's you, call back in. 740-751-4038. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Is blueberries on the list?
Blueberries is the one. That's the one we were looking for. Blueberries.
All right, we got it. It's blueberries. Name a fruit you might eat for breakfast. Oranges was number one. Grapefruit, number two. Bananas, number three. Blueberries, number four. And strawberries, number five. All right, 10 minutes left to go. Let's go into another one here, I guess. Well, this is interesting. Okay, five answers here again. Name something people only do once a week. How about that? Name something people do only once a week. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something people only do once a week. All five of these are probably... Well, they're all very good answers. Go ahead, caller.
Spears, interviewer to the arbiters.
Yes.
How about mow the lawn or something to do with yard work or garden work?
Mow the lawn's number five on the list.
I have friends who only shower once a week, but that's probably not there, right?
Now, see, I wouldn't have friends who only shower once a week. I think that'd be a problem.
Well, it's kind of like a smelling. It just makes sure my nose is functioning well with this air quality issue. It's affecting my smelling and other senses.
I think it's affecting.
I feel like I'm in California with the smog. It's odd. We don't usually get that here.
No, it's definitely unbelievable.
Okay, well, I'll go mow my lawn the week the last time that I mowed it. All right, see you later.
All right, mow the lawn, number five on the list today. Name something people might do once a week. Mow the lawn is number five on the list.
Go ahead, caller.
Go to church.
Go to church, number four on the list. You got it. Thanks.
Go to church is number four on the list. Still three answers left to go. Name something you only do once a week.
Go ahead, caller.
Is adult activities?
No adult activities.
Jeez, Louise. No adult activities on the list here today. There's always one in every crowd, isn't there?
Go ahead, caller.
Mop the floors.
No mop the floor on the list.
No mop the floor on the list here today. Name something people might do once a week. Go to church, mow the yard. Those are the two we have. Go to church number four, mow the yard number five. We don't have the first three answers. Or the top three. I guess we should say we don't have one, two, and three. 740-751-4038. Name something people might do once a week.
Go ahead, caller.
Grocery shop.
Grocery shop's number two on the list. You got it.
Grocery shopping shows up at number two on the list here today. Grocery shop, number two on the list. All right.
Go ahead, caller.
Laundry.
Laundry, number one. Hey, Charlene, did you hear about the Del Taco card you got at the studio?
Yes, I forgot all about that. I'm going to try to get down there today.
Oh, perfect. Thanks. Good to hear from you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Laundry, number one on the list. Absolutely here. Something you might do once a week. Laundry. Number one at the list.
Go ahead, caller.
Nope, we lost that one. Maybe they were going to say laundry. We still got number three on the list here. Name something people do once a week.
Go ahead, caller.
What about grocery shopping?
We already got grocery shopping.
Already on there. What about fishing or boating?
No fishing or boating on the list.
No fishing or boating on the list here today. Name something people might only do once a week. Laundry, grocery shop, go to church, mow the yard. One answer left. It's number three on the list.
Go ahead, caller.
What about swimming?
No swimming.
No swimming on the list here today. Name something people might only do once a week. 27 people said laundry. 25 people said grocery shopping. 15 people said go to church. 12 people said mow the lawn. There's one answer. It's number three on the list. And 21 people gave this answer. What is it? 740-751-4038. Name something people might only do once a week.
Go ahead, caller.
Take a drive.
No taking a drive.
No taking a drive on the list here today. Name something people might only do once a week. Laundry, grocery shop, go to church, mow the lawn.
Go ahead, caller.
What about wash their car or get gas?
No washing the car or getting gas.
No washing the car or getting gas on the list here today. Name something people might only do once a week. Laundry, grocery shop, go to church, mow the lawn. 4 minutes left. What is that one missing elusive answer? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something people might only do once a week. One answer. Mow the yard, go to church, grocery shop, laundry. What's the final answer? Number three on the list here today. Not number five on this list of number five as time ticks away. Down to about 3 minutes here.
Go ahead, caller.
What about getting gas or washing the car?
No getting gas or washing the car.
No getting gas or washing the car on the list here today. Name something people might only do once a week. Laundry, grocery shop, go to church, mow the yard. One answer left to go, and we're under 3 minutes now. 3 minute warning. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now remember, we'll be on tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. in the afternoon. Go ahead, caller.
Visit a friend or family member that's in a institution or hospital?
No visiting of members of family. Nope, good guess.
No visiting of members who might be in an institution or a hospital. 1 minute, no, 2 minutes, 2 minute warning here. I can't even tell time today.
Go ahead, caller.
Oh, we lost that one. All right, we're at the 2 minute mark. 2 minute warning here today. 740-751-4038. All right,
go ahead, caller.
What about going out to eat or going out on a date?
No eating or dating.
No eating or dating on the list here today. 90 seconds left here. Voice of the People with Linda Sims, 10:10 till 12 noon, and Adam Lepp, 12:15 to 1.
Go ahead, caller.
Brush their teeth.
No brushing their teeth.
No brushing their teeth once a week on the list here today. Name something people might only do once a week. Well, here we are.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going out to the movies.
No movies on the list.
No movies on the list here today. Name something people might only do once a week. Laundry, grocery shop, go to church, mow the lawn. One answer left.
Go ahead, caller.
What about going out with friends, like to hang out?
No hanging out with friends.
No hanging out with friends on the list here today. People trying hard. Name something people might only do once a week. We're at the 30-second mark here. Maybe we can get a couple calls in. Go ahead, caller.
Go to the beauty shop.
No beauty shop on the list here today. No beauty shop on the list. 20 seconds. Maybe one answer we can, one guess we can get in here. Name something people do once a week. Laundry, grocery shop, go to church, mow the lawn. I don't think we're going to get the last call in here. We're under 10 seconds. All right, Linda Sims, 10 to 12. Adam, 12 to 1. Don't tune out. Scott Spears headed for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. For guests like the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow.
You've had so many interesting people on here. I'm always amazed at who you have.
Well, you have been such a pal, and I know you don't do much media anymore.